And welcome back to the Computer Corner, where I am whipping up on Adam.
Yes, there is a big beating going on.
Yeah, but how many callers are on the lines that support my side now?
Well, that's only because I'm being cruel to you, and they're trying to jump in to help you.
They're
worried
about children being abused on the radio.
Child abuse on the show. No, actually, I'm sure that they have very strong convictions about this processor as well. That's the problem with you, youngins. You just always want to go faster. Not worried about it. You don't crash nothing. So we're talking about the differences between Intel and AMD processors. Both companies make fantastic processors, and so we're trying to guide through. I think after the end of all this, you'll kind of fall into one of the camps, and you'll know which side you kind of look at this issue on, and then probably be very clear to you which way you should go when it comes to buying your computer. Now, we got another Adam from Mesa that's chiming in. Now, he's going to throw a third little element into this, I think. Adam, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Yes, hello.
Adam, meet Adam. Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hi. Okay. I have to admit I'm a coder or a cracker, as you might call them, in certain ways or another. So I have a bias with AMD.
All right. What is that bias?
AMD, you know, I used to think that Intel was going to lead the industry, and I used to argue against Intel and their marketing schemes with Microsoft, you know, because software leads hardware by far.
Sure, yeah. The Wintel consortium.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you were going to get inside the processor and talk to the listeners about, like, the instructions.
Nah.
Okay. Like, you know, MMX, SSE extensions.
Yeah, no, that's a little dry for most of our listeners there.
Okay.
You know that whole deer in the headlights look?
Yeah, that's what they get.
Yeah.
That's why we don't go there.
All MMX and SSE are just special instructions to let processors handle multimedia stuff better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Nicely done. Yeah. All right, Adam, so your perspective now. Did you want to talk about the G5?
I can.
I mean, what do you want to bring to the discussion
here? The dual G5, the 2 gigahertz.
Okay, let's explain what that is first.
Okay.
Where would I see a G5?
You would see one in like one of your new Mac.
Mac. Yeah. What's a Mac?
Yeah. A Mac is a system produced by Apple. Partly owned by Microsoft. You know,
they have the Etch-a-Sketch on a grapefruit and the beige
very
toasters.
Cool.
And yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay, I got it. The appliances. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. What does Microsoft have? 35% stake?
Yeah, but that's irrelevant for the discussion.
Okay,
I consider a G5 system?
Easy. For the operating system, number one. Are you going to go with that operating system that comes there? Are you going to go with the Mac OS X? That's my question. Or are you going to be some enthusiast and install Linux?
I think the average person going to the store is looking for an inexpensive box that probably runs what they're used to seeing, which is Windows.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got to step out of that. And if you're new to the computer world and you've never owned a computer, I know the Mac people hate it when I talk about Macs, but actually I recommend people go look and play around with the Macs and see because if you have to learn,
you might as well learn something you like.
Whichever one you like, and really it comes down to who is going to be there to support you, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So if you've got a lot of Windows people around you and you buy a Mac, well, then, you know, where's your
kind
support
of
mechanism?
Left out, right?
Right. Yeah. Versus, yeah. You know, in the same same situation, if you're surrounded by Mac people and you buy a Windows machine, they're all going to go.
Yeah, on average, you compare Toshiba, Dell, HP.
All right, but let's wrap this up, Adam.
You know, they're...
In an AMD processor, why should the average person consider one of the AMD processors, and which one do you think has the best bang for the buck for somebody that's just going to be like doing email and, you know, word processing, a little web surfing, that kind of stuff?
Well, for something like that, they don't need the newest and latest greatest processor. They could go back to an Intel Celeron for all I care. You know, they could.
Oh,
you know,
Intel.
Adam,
they
Adam,
don't need
where are your, where's your, where's Adam's army? What's going on? He just said Intel.
He just said Intel. Yeah.
Okay.
And a Celeron of all that, not
or
even
a
Pentium.
Okay. I'll go with an AMD Duron.
There you go.
I mean,
Celeron.
Yeah, Celeron.
Okay.
Celeron.
When I spoke, it just
like,
came out weird.
Are we in the produce department of Bashes
Celeron.
Celeron?
It came out quickly.
Yes, it did. Adam, Appreciate you chiming in, giving Adam a little support there. Adam, you got one guy that says, hey, yeah, maybe, consider
possibly.
It. But he's kind of bolstering the whole discussion about there, you know, there being, if you're really into technology and you really like to tweak with things, obviously AMD definitely has some stuff for you.
Right.
Jeff and Mace is on with us. Jeff's got a question about some new thing that he's seeing on Pentium chips. Jeff, what is that?
Well, new to me. I went to buy a new computer. And I used to have a Pentium 3, and I went to buy a new computer, and I see Pentium 4, and I see some with hyper-threading, or HT.
HT, yeah. What the heck is HT? Mm-hmm. Do you know, Adam?
I know, but I think you have a good kitchen analogy for that, don't you?
Yeah, kind of like. It's like adding like a sous chef to the kitchen. So you got the chef doing all his own stuff. Like at my house, I love to cook, right? But I'm horrible at cleaning up. And that whole cutting things into little pieces and stuff, it's really great when my wife will jump in there and do that stuff, and then I can continue on.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have to share the same resources. We have to still share the same countertop and the same sink and so on and so forth. What hyperthreading does, Jeff, is it allows a second channel for information to flow through the processor. So it's like a pseudo-dual processor situation. It's not as good as having two actual processors. Mm-hmm. But in certain instances, for instance, there's a test that they did on video. Like if you were going to rip a DVD, if you're going to make a copy of a DVD.
Rip. Like rip it in half?
Yeah, exactly. if you want to make a copy of that or you want to transfer video or what have you, it shows that the hyper-threading can really make a significant difference. What takes a regular Pentium 4 about 57 minutes, this thing can do in about 40. So it's about 17 minutes faster on a half-hour video when it's trying to rip.
Right.
So there are some advantages to that. I wouldn't pay, like, huge dollars for the HT. In other words, I wouldn't spend a bunch of money just to get something that says HT unless you have a higher-level processing program in mind. What kind of things are you going to do with your computer?
Well, I'm converting a lot of family videos to DVD.
Oh. Well, if you look at all the benchmarks that our lad Adam refers to, you'll notice that the Pentium processors blow away the AMD processors in most video applications.
Well, everywhere I went, they told me not to get an AMD for that. So
they said not to use an AMD.
Right.
Okay. Well, at least they're semi-smart.
including one of your stores.
Well, there you go. Well, the benchmarks for video, definitely. I mean, there's a Tom's Hardware. In fact, that's one of the links that we have on our website. And in fact, your question about exactly what is it that it does, if you want to get more technical, we actually have a link on our website about what HT is. It's the last link on our resources if you look on our website. So if you get a chance, you can kind of delve into it more so. But for what you're doing, if you're going to get into video, I'd strongly recommend that you look into the HT processor.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet, Jeff. Take care.
Right.
And anyone else that wants more information on HT, and you'll see it as... Oh, I'm supposed to hang up on the guy.
Oh, yeah.
HT, you'll see this Intel inside, and you'll see this little HT on there. That stands for hyper-threading. And basically, it just allows two kind of... again, in that kitchen analogy, having that sous chef. It's not two complete kitchens. Now, that's dual processors would be like two complete kitchens.
It's like having two chefs in one kitchen.
Well, not a real chef because it's more like a sous chef that's helping with the little stuff.
I thought your original analogy was like one chef having two pans, two bowls to work in.
Well, that would be like two sets of memory, two sets of RAM base, and that's not, no. That doesn't work.
Oops.
That's all right. You're an AMD guy. We'll forgive you.
These analogies are driving us all mad.
No, they're okay.
No, they're actually very good.
You're listening to the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Adam, our man from Glendale, who will be 14 in what, 2 days?
Yep.
Woo.
Wow. Brandon better watch out. I'm not sure there's going to be space for him when he comes back. He's filling in for Brandon, who's up on assignment.
I wish I was on that assignment.
Yeah, okay.
on location. On vacation.
One of those things. If you want to join the discussion, feel free to call in 602-277-5827. In fact, we have another Walt in Tempe wants to talk about the significant difference in the AMD 64s that are out there, so we'll have him come in after the next break. Of course, you can also join us online at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, see all of the resources and links and references that we talk about today, as well as a place for you to ask a question or make a suggestion.
Very nice.
Right? Mm-hmm. You'll also see what we've got coming up in the next break, after the next break. It's our Geek Speak of the Week and our Snap Files free download of the week. It's the Computer Corner. Ken, Michael, and Adam back after this.